This story is called Johnny Solly Call for Help. It's written and read by R. Atkins. The telephone call from Peru came a few days before Yom Kippur. Mr. Fagelbaum was there to research the rare whistling duck. It was a little hard to hear him, but his news was clear. The airport in Peru was on strike. No flights were taking off or landing. Mr. Fagelbaum might not make it home in time for Yom Kippur. "Oh no," cried Mrs. Fagelbaum. "Not home for Yom Kippur. How awful. What sort of Yom Kippur would you have there in Peru? You and the shrieking ducks."
"You mean the whistling ducks," Mr. Fagelbaum corrected her.
Ephraim Fagelbaum had understood what was happening. He began a full-blown tantrum. His wailing could be heard for miles. Mrs. Fagelbaum hastily hung up the phone. She tried to calm the little boy, but she could barely get near him. To top it all off, someone was ringing the doorbell.
Ding dong! Ding dong!
It was a delivery man. He seemed eager to leave quickly because of Ephraim's yelling. As Mrs. Fagelbaum finished signing, a loud sound came from Mr. Krankowitz's house next door.
"That kid is yelling his head off again. I tell you, they must be torturing him."
Mrs. Fagelbaum quickly closed the door.
"Oh dear, how horrible. Her husband stuck in Peru. Ephraim screaming and Mr. Krankowitz upset. Who could possibly help?"
Suddenly, Mrs. Fagelbaum's face brightened. If anybody could help, it was Johnny Solly. The clown was concerned to hear about her troubles.
"There must be a way to get your husband back," he said. "I'm going to think about what to do."
An hour or two later, the phone rang at the Fagelbaum's again. It was Johnny Solly. "I think I may be able to get Mr. Fagelbaum back in time," he said. "The plan is still in the early stages, though. I can't give you any more information right now. It might put the whole plan at risk. I'll keep you posted." The next day, unfortunately, there was no further news. Mrs. Fagelbaum, not wanting to put all her eggs into one basket, called the travel agent. She also called the airport. They all claimed there was nothing to be done. 2 days before Yom Kippur, Mrs. Fagelbaum had accepted the situation. She would be alone with Ephraim over the answer. Ephraim was still cranky. Mr. Krankowitz kept banging on the door to complain about the crying. It was bad for his rose bushes, he said.
I do apologize, Mrs. Fagelbaum responded, but Ephraim's really unhappy about his father being stuck in Peru.
Suddenly, Fischl and Feibisch came running out of the Friedman house 2 doors away. Before anyone could ask what was going on, Rafi Rabinowitz and his brother Shimmy came sprinting down the road. A moment later, the Morris's door opened. Javi Morris rushed out with Moishi and Miriam. Everyone seemed to be running to the park around the corner. Curious, Mrs. Fagelbaum followed with Ephraim. Mr. Krankowitz tapped behind them with his stick. There was a huge crowd in the park. Everyone was looking upward. Mrs. Fagelbaum looked up too.
Goodness! There was a hot air balloon. As the excited crowd watched, it came down, bumping gently on the grass. And out of the basket stepped a smiling Mr. Fagelbaum. Someone had called the newspapers. A bunch of reporters pushed forward. They all wanted an interview.
"Not now," Mr. Fagelbaum said. "I have to speak to two very important people. There is one of them."
He waved in his wife's direction.
And, oof, Ephraim had jumped into his father's arms.
Mr. Fagelbaum smiled.
"And this is the second one," he said.